A weird web where we left off. We had a whole lot of monologuing by Loki and a whole lot of unimpressedness by all of my players.
Let me be clear, Bobby. The characters were unimpressed. Yes. I was impressed as a player.
Let me be clear. Loki hadn't been such a dick to us throughout the entire time.
He's such a piece of shit.
A very different conversation. We were just
that bullshit. Props to you, but
if
my
anyone
God.
Else had given us this, we would have considered it, but not you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I have him give it.
You're lucky Karen didn't throw a fireball, honestly.
He keeps calling you a trickster?
Yes, he keeps comparing me to him, and I don't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not know the similarities?
There's no similarities. I'm nothing like him.
Karen's origin story does not sound like the origin story of a trickster at all. You're right.
I'm glad you agree with me. Even if you're being sarcastic, I'm taking it as an agreement.
So, you guys have heard that. You teleported out. Where did you teleport to?
My house.
Okay. All the way back in Wales. Yay, magic. Yeah, a lot of the Greek gods are now privy to Loki's monologuing.
Yay. Can I scry on them to see how it's going?
You can try to. You want to risk what that would do if they notice you?
But I did it once.
You did. You rolled a 12 plus.
How much luck you got, just in case?
One.
Okay, well.
Fine, I won't scry, I guess. Whatever.
So you guys make it back.
All right, was that successful? I couldn't tell. Did we do it? Did we do what we went there for?
No.
Not like a trickster god.
Sure. You've made better choices, which is what separates you.
But that still compares me.
Everyone could become a trickster god if they were put in the right situation.
As Anwen, the dragon's just there. Also, from what I've read, like, they're not all bad. They're just not likable. Or very likable.
I'm likable.
I think you're the first one.
I'm likable, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Fuck you, Irene.
I don't know you. I just met you. I'm really stressed. I think we just talked to like a god or something, and he was very rude to me. Okay.
One thing I do know is I know where one of the fates are.
I know where two of the fates are.
Oh, well, that's all three.
Okay. We need to go back to California.
Yeah, that's where the one I know is.
Well, the one I know is in a facility.
So Rosemary's in the old mansion.
Yeah, I figured that.
And she should still be past and, or present. And past is still inside of me, I think.
And I know we're futurists. So I think maybe that is step one. And
but the last time we combined all the fates, I lost Rosemary.
Then maybe we won't have to do that, but I don't know how many choices are here, and until Arthur shares the plan with us, I don't know what to do.
But you are reminded you're still on that ticking clock about Yaesu coming back.
I'm hoping that I can show that conversation to Yaesu and have Yaesu's mind changed. That's the goal. That's why I wanted to get so much out of him. But
how long do we have for Yaesu?
1 second.
How long did you give us? 24 hours?
24 hours.
Should have given us 3 days, Bobby.
That's 11. So you've used up 2 hours.
Like, 6 episodes are going to be the 24-hour period. We just know it.
But there's stuff you guys got to worry about getting if you're still worried about that plan.
Like the gold?
The gold, the garnet.
Well, that was if we were bringing Morgana back.
Yeah.
Fair.
Like, if you're not worried about
that. There might be other ways to help with that.
I do not know what to do, Karen says out loud.
Okay, me neither. I'm gonna go stand next to Karen.
Why?
Because this is a side of the room of people who don't know what to do.
I don't think any of us really.
The dragon flies over next to Karen.
All right.
Okay, I think we need to just start collecting what we need before other people do. Right. Obviously, we waited too long on the amulet. There wasn't really a lot of options there. But I think we need to collect the fate we know about as soon as possible.
Well, collecting Rosemary is going to be more difficult.
The one I know about probably won't be.
Okay.
I hope. Granted, it was before I was put in there, and I honestly don't know how much time has actually passed. So, felt like years in there, but I doubt it.
But I know how long was Nora in charge when Nora came back?
When you came back, Morgana was already in charge of Nora. You don't know in this like change of timeline when Morgana took over.
Okay. Okay.
That was one of the repercussions of having fucked with time.
Gotcha.
Look, there are a lot of repercussions.
Mm-hmm. You fucked with time.
I mean, I could look in the past and find out.
I don't think that would behoove us at the moment.
Okay. I mean,
so what are we? Are we breaking someone out of a prison?
Not a prison, really.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what else we break someone out of.
A facility.
I can take you there. I know. I used to work there.
Yeah. You know what? I really love being taken places via teleportation against, you know, the places that I don't know.
Also, where the hell is Wednesday? God damn it.
Oh, I forgot she existed again. I
took my eyes off. For all we know, she could be here.
That's the only way we could keep track of her.
Sorry. I'd go back, but I'm pretty sure Zeus is back by now.
I'm sure of that. Sorry, I'm not quite used to being out here again. So the busier that we can keep, make it a lot easier.
That's fair. Cool. So we go break out future. We figure out a way to get Rosemary. And then that's it.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, if you're going to come up with ideas, you go stand on the other side of the room.
And on that, we are going to cut back to the Pentagon, where Wednesday is being noticed, which means the story now focuses on Wednesday again.
Ugh.
I know, it's just so rough.
She's just chilling.
In comes two more beings. A woman who is completely put together, hair actually probably up in a bun currently. I'm actually going to give her like red lipstick, kind of a 50s polka dot housewife dress look to her as she goes and slides into a chair right next to Zeus, seeing the projector going. Little mousy woman, 5'1", 5'2", tangle of hair coming in with a wolf next to her. Not even like a normal wolf, just full on dire wolf. On all fours is higher than her. And Hades is there. Some tentacles are sliding back into the room, and Hades picks up the tentacle and just shoves it back into the back of the corpse. This is why we don't listen to the messenger every time. I've warned all of you about Mercury. And as you can see, gesturing up to Loki in the projector, he still holds true to some of his other tales. Now, I know all of you do not enjoy when I say Zeus shouldn't be developing our battle plan, but maybe the fact that Mercury was so adamant on it, we should reevaluate. Is there anything Wednesday's doing?
I think she's just watching the whole thing, just casually. And she's not going to say anything unless someone mentions her.
I'm glad as you say that, because Zeus is very immediately going to be like, first of all, pissed off when saying not to use Zeus's plan. Just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. We're going to deal with the why we shouldn't deal with my plans in a minute, because they're great plans and you fucking know it. But also, you said she works for you, and why should we care? I happen to have a little memory where she killed me. So about that? Anything you want to say in response to this?
Well, I don't think Hades specifically said that I worked for him.
He'll be like, but you... And Hades did say, this one works for me.
No, I think you're... I'm pretty
sure... He said I'm on your side. There's yeah, just, she's pretty, on our
you
side.
Didn't say work. I'm pretty sure. I'm
pretty sure. And Hades will kind of roll his eyes. Work is a bit of an overstatement. But I have an agreement with this one as a bit of a contingency. If things weren't going to work out with this amazing plan of let's kill everyone and then force them into subjugation until they brought back faith in us. Surprisingly, I thought that might have been a bad idea. And Zeus immediately kind of huffs.
That's like a plan that I would come up with like 2 years ago. And I mean, it was smart enough to kill you, at least.
The mousy one with the ragged hair chuckles at that.
All right, I got her.
And pipes up. That should have been our first warning, actually. You can call me Art.
Love it. Love that journey for you.
But I'm still unsure of why we shouldn't kill you if you're immortal in New Olympus.
Oh, is this New Olympus? That's fun. It's like that's just as nice as the other one, probably.
Hades just like, that's what they're wanting to call it. I call it a crime scene and a massacre.
Yeah, that's a lot better. There are a lot of other places you could choose as like a New Olympus that aren't like this gross building in like the middle of, where are we? Like DC? That's gross. Don't ever do that. Like, you don't have to even be in America. Like, go. I don't even know. Where's a good place? I don't know. Have you ever been to Tokyo Disney? They have like a really cool like Little Mermaid section.
The very just put together woman is just no. And it sounds pretty, what was the word I looked up? Basic?
Not Tokyo Disney.
Yes. I would prefer a beach somewhere. Something with a good view.
Oh, so Tokyo Disney Sea actually is like based on like water. So I think that like Chiron would really like it and you would really like it too. It's like a whole like beach theme.
The corpse that like Chiron's puppeting is still rebooting and it just kind of turns its head and opens its mouth as salt water starts flowing out of it.
He's on my side. That was confirmation.
Yes. Anyways, we are in the midst of a lot of problems. We were set free, everyone, and while many gods were killed, we haven't been. And the perpetrator of a lot of that is sitting right here.
Wednesday looks behind her.
And I have already discussed with them about who they should and shouldn't be worrying about now. So that threat is gone. If we want to reamass power, great. I am all for it. I have retaken the afterlife and reinstated Hades. You want to do the same? Take your domains. Why is this so hard? And as he's saying, like, why is this so hard for all of you? He's staring directly at Zeus the entire time. So for now, I am going to go back and check on things. I will be taking them with me. And you all...
Am I them?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I was having a nice time here, but I guess.
Artemis is like, I'm also them. Yes, Art, we've heard. We're very proud of you.
Love that journey for you.
Any Greek god is non-binary. It is Artemis. Not Annie. There's a few good candidates, but Artemis
Apollo
is
like, is a he-him lesbian.
Yeah. I get that. I see that. I fully see that. But Zeus is going to just step over in the war room and like a door is going to appear because yes, the war room of the Pentagon 100% just has a door to hate to the underworld.
How often do you use this? Like a lot?
It was established after I was removed, but they naturally pop up any place it would likely to require deals for life and death.
Oh, so there's got to be like at least 10 in this area.
Oh, yes. This is a hot spot. Oh,
yeah.
Now, come along Wednesday. You.
Okay, fine, but not because you told me to.
I'm sure. Getting into the elevator again, it's one of the elevators down to Hades, so it's like the old, like almost service elevator, accordion door and everything. It closes. You're alone in the elevator with Hades. If you want to say anything first, if not, Hades will speak to you.
No, Wednesday's like about halfway down the ride, she's just gonna be like, so have you been?
Interesting.
Cool. Glad to hear it.
Why is my brother alive?
You know, what a question you've asked me today. Why do I have a giant scar on my face? You know, these questions, time, you know, I think Karen fucked something up again.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Like, affectionate. Karen fucked something up again.
So, with Loki being out and in the open.
Yeah.
Luckily, they'll be distracted.
Yeah.
You still owe me 3 favors.
I think I owe you 2.
Well, when Zeus is dead, you'll owe me 2.
No, one of them was I can't kill you, so 2.
You have a good memory. All right. So, I've seen the recording.
I will, just so you know, I will take the 3 if it means I can kill you at some point, but...
I would rather not.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, go on.
But what is this that Loki was talking about waking up?
Oh, yeah. He, like, wants to wake up Odin and, like, end the world. It's, like, a basic plan.
Yes. Well, the problem is some plans have gone in a direction I did not fully expect. Because when... your husband's body was in the tree and able to take Odin, we were fine with Odin staying dead. However, regrettably, when it comes to our narrative, I am not the main character.
Like comic relief, maybe? Remember when you said Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
What is wrong with liking a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
There it is.
It is a... good value for the breakfast.
No, it is.
It is quite
filling. You're
right.
Filling.
And if I'm not disagreeing with you. You're already going out, you might as well have a little fun and have some fruit on your food.
You know what? This is fruit on food is truly a sad way to have fun. Like, again, I get it. You've
colorful,
never been to Tokyo Disney.
It's whimsical.
You've never been to Tokyo Disney. I get it. Okay. But anyway, comic relief. I get it.
It has always been... that braggart Zeus. I fully agree. But the audience of one that we care about disagrees. And if his story ends fully, we may have to pack up and go.
Sorry, does that mean I like can't kill Zeus?
No, it means we need to find a way to do it. And you may not like the answer, because I had been holding on to one of my favors for something in particular. I'm a little worried I will need to use it if you are not willing to do this of your own accord.
Oh, you're going to have to use it for sure.
We are going to need to reestablish the situation in which Zeus was able to die and it not wake Udon, not wake the noodle.
I'm not sleeping with Zeus again. Odin. That was like a really bad experience.
No. Your husband's body needs to return to the world tree.
Ugh, okay, whatever. I mean, use your favor for sure.
You don't seem at odds with reattaching your husband to the world tree.
You know, I, over the past few days, have kind of just like been chilling with my own thoughts. And it's been a really great learning experience for me personally. And I don't know if you've ever watched Supernatural. It's a really good show. You should check it out. You're in it. Kind of. But there's like this trope in the later seasons where basically all they keep doing is like one of them will die and then the other one will sacrifice themselves in order to bring them back. And it's like so annoying. And it's like raise the stakes. And eventually they do raise the stakes, but not in a good way. And so I'm like kind of tired of that. And it kind of feels like that's what I'm doing with Merle. And at some point, I think you just gotta let people go.
Well, then. I guess I don't need to worry about that extra.
No, use the favor. I won't do it without the favor.
No, I was trying to hold on to one for you, but it seems as if you don't need it anymore. It's a shame.
You know, while that does, that there's just a little bit of excitement in my soul at the prospect of whatever you just said and whatever you're referring to. But I don't know if this is sad, but I just don't care.
It's incredibly sad, but it's fine.
Thank you.
I'm used to sad.
One day, I just want to wake up, like, in a nice bed and just, like, order breakfast. And, like, just have it, like, order Panera for breakfast and then just have them deliver it to me. And I want the unlimited SIM club, okay? And that's all I want. And I don't care. I don't care what happens in between that time. I'm just so tired.
I think I have something that might help you.
Okay.
And he reaches into his suit pocket and he pulls out a Zune.
Oh, I love these. Retro.
And he, like, gives you an earbud and pulls up his The Cure playlist.
This kind of slaps. Like, I'm not going to lie. Why, first of all, why would he need to pull out a Zune when it's obviously playing in the elevator?
No, the elevators to the underworld.
Oh, that's right.
Have audio jungle music without the watermarks removed on a constant loop. Audio jungle.
Oh my God. When will someone write a song called Audio Jungle and it times in perfectly with those audio jungle voices so that it's part of the song?
So it's just chorus with it? Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. But no, if that's the case, then yes, I will use a favor. You need to get your husband's body reattached to the world tree. Then we can kill Zeus. Then we can kill any of the gods we want.
Fun. What a passion project.
I'm just tired of them being the main characters.
Yeah, where's your spinoff?
It doesn't work like that around here.
It could.
I'm not really a limelight kind of person.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that, like, living, like, in the ground around, like, some limestone makes you limelight.
Touche, Wednesday. Touche.
If you had a TV show, I'd watch it.
We cut back to Karen's house. It has probably been a couple hours that you guys can have done some planning and anything else you want to do, or resting if people need to rest.
I feel like I need to research a spell to do something that's good to help with the narrative.
What's that? What do you want to do?
I just...
If Karen's going to go research, and I have to go and rescue future, like, so I will teleport no matter what, but because I'm just worried about letting this go and letting Loki find her before we can get to her.
Irene will offer her services, but you do not have to take them.
All right. So what is it you want to do, or how do you want to do this?
You want to do Ezra, always.
Well, yeah, but you don't even know Ezra's alive.
I know, but you asked who is it they want to do, so I was just answering the question.
I said, what do you want to do, or how do you want to do this? We know Nora always wants to do Ezra. Like, that is established. That is a canon event with this canon. Dead silent. All right, but yeah, so Mary, how do you want to do this?
Yeah, I want to teleport to California. I want to teleport to California.
With everybody? Or is Mary pulling a Mary and fleeing and going?
I would like to go with everybody, but if someone's researching, I'm scared about letting it go too long. Like, I think we're on a ticking time clock, and I'm
if not you remind about... Karen of that, she will.
I'll remind, but I also there's a problem right now is that Nora has been stuck in a necklace and is concerned. Like, she lost a part of herself in that necklace. So I will say I'll go over to Karen, thank you. And say just, hey, we need to go rescue.
Oh, shit. Right. Sorry. Got it. Yep. Let's go.
Do you need me to research instead? I don't know how much help I'll be. Or do you want me to go with you? Or do you want me to just... I didn't know what to do.
When's the last time you slept, Irene?
Well, I don't need to sleep that much because I kind of trained myself to live off coffee and other things. So not
You need sleep. Is
it's
what
a
that
whole
means.
Lot of cocaine.
No, no, I'm fine. All we need to do is stop by a coffee shop, and then I'll be good for like 3 hours. So we get two coffees. That's 6 hours.
All right, you want to teleport?
All right, so you want to teleport?
Well, I don't know where we're going, so I can't teleport.
Yeah, but just California is a big destination.
Yeah,
to land
I'm
in.
Going. I'm trying to teleport to, because I know the place is warded, so like it's hard to teleport in there. So outside of my old office.
The agency.
Not the
building.
BuzzFeed office, but
yeah, no, the agency building.
Agency.
All right.
Does Karen know about the agency building? Because I know she worked for them, but I don't know if that was like built after she died.
I would say you probably weren't taken to that location.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Your mother wouldn't have had you at that location in case you had the access to magic, because you know, you were born to be sacrificed.
Thanks for the reminder.
It's okay. Your parent only had you for the betterment of your sibling.
Yeah, what's that like?
That is a 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're able to teleport there. You can take who you want. The building is currently under construction because, you know, a large explosion happened under it like a year and a half ago now.
I doubt the building plans would have shown the basement.
No way in hell.
So I'm going to kind of, because it was the middle of the night when we were doing this, correct? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to just be sneaky and sneak into the place.
Well, if anyone's going with, all of you guys have to roll act under pressure, which is plus cool.
I think, would it save time if Irene stayed back and tried to like research whatever spell? Like you gave me like a grocery list?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, but okay.
Luckily the house is warded, so you at least have some protections there.
Okay. Yeah, in that case
but
you will.
You're so also left alone. So
it won't be alone. It's gonna be Irene and Anwen.
I think Irene will stay back in that case and try to research that spell for you. And then probably pass out face down on the table at some point.
Nice. Karen and Nora need to roll plus cool.
This due to a monster 7. Phenomenon or mystical effect?
No. This is due to mundane security.
9.
9 and 7. Amazing. You guys are going to have a choice. What do you want to trip a mundane alarm right now or a supernatural alarm that will take some time?
I'm letting Mary decide.
I was like, both of you have this decision, but I suggest you agree, because if you both pick different ones, then both will be tripped. So.
Is this something like an alarm I would know about supernaturally or not? Or something other than like what would already be at the agency?
Yeah, something other.
We can deal with normal humans, right?
I can manipulate people.
Okay, because I don't have that ability anymore.
I'm real good at it.
I guess we'll do a mundane.
Okay. So, as you guys are slipping in, a flashlight shines on you as a security officer. It's just like, stop right there. What?
I'm sorry, we're meant to be here.
Yeah, nobody's meant to be here. The building's under construction.
We're meant to be here.
I think I know what you're about to do.
Yeah.
This is a plus weird roll.
Yep. Yes, it is. Yes, 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 yes. It's a 10.
Okay. All right. You're supposed to call that in ahead of time. Just get in and get out quickly.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry that they didn't tell you. That's really weird. I'll make sure that person gets fired.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, don't get anybody fired over it. It was probably a miscommunication. Just grab whatever you need.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Walks.
He goes back to playing Candy Crush on his phone. All right.
I miss doing that. That's fun.
Nora knows how to get to the secret elevator and can access that. However, I am going to need you to roll a plus weird, Nora.
Weird. Okay, the 9.
You go, the elevator's going to function and start going down until it hits the collapsed portion of the elevator shaft and stop. So you guys are now in a stopped elevator that is now stuck.
Question, can I try prying the doors open just to see if there's space that because there was an explosion, so there might be a hole. Like,
yeah, roll plus tough.
That is also a 9.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to get the door open, but as you do that, some rubble falls as well, and the elevator kind of creaks, drops 6 inches, and then begins groaning. So the door is open, but some stuff has shifted, and that elevator might drop at any moment.
Okay, can I tell where we are in relation to...
You are near the entrance, because if you remember, when you went down, you would see, like, pipes and all that kind of stuff. You're in the pipe section before you get to the secret underground section. And then that was the underground facility, and then below the facility was the spot where your mom died.
Okay, would I know of a secondary entrance through the pipe system?
Roll plus sharp.
That is a 10.
Then yes, you will know a route through the pipe system.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I know of another way to get in. We got to go now, or we're probably going to drop within the elevator.
Okay.
Yep. Since you got 10 plus, I'm not going to make a check for you to navigate the pipe system or anything, so you guys just go. And you can get yourself down into the facility. Okay. Essentially, you go, and then not far over from there is an access ladder, and you can take the access ladder down.
I'll start making my way through the facility, going through the different entrances to hopefully get down to the secret area.
Yeah, so once you get to the main facility, it gives you kind of big Stanley Parable vibes, where... no one's here, but you get there and you're in the facility. You know that it's below in the same elevator shaft, but there's definitely also structural damage, like some of the walls have collapsed and stuff, because a massive explosion under this has happened, which has also probably left some holes in the floor to get down into the under area as well. However you guys want to get down there.
I guess I would just try to go the safest way, knowing the structural damage.
Roll plus cool.
That is a 10.
Amazing. Which also means, Karen, roll plus cool, and you will get plus one.
It's mundane again.
Yes.
That's a 6.
Plus one?
That's a 6. It's a 5.
So you're getting there, like you're getting down and everything. Karen's following, but loses their grip on a spot. If you want to try and protect Karen, you can roll plus tough.
Yeah, I would like to. That is a 10.
All right. So.
I literally been rolling 5 and 4 for the last 3 times. I don't get it. I'm going to die tomorrow in masks.
So you are going to successfully keep Karen from taking harm. You would have taken 3 harm, but with the 10, you can reduce it by 1. So it's just 2 harm.
And I have 2 armor, so
nice. So you go, you basically catch Karen, helping Karen back up as you slip and you fall, but you're also the chosen, so you're just like, and don't care. You land on your shoulder, essentially, and roll out of it.
I probably should have considered wearing sneakers and not these high heel boots, but here we are. It's a little late to change.
The heels always have their place. They made us train in both, to be fair. So
you're in a place you saw in a dream, but have not been in years. Now, this is where the fates were being contained. This is where your mother revealed herself as Morgana. And this is where you killed her, or you thought you did. The machines destroyed. There's this, like, the tube where they all were is broken, and there's still sparks kind of coming from where that tube is.
What is this place?
Mom's sanctum.
Chris.
What do you want to do?
I'm just going to say, Izzy?
Roll plus weird.
7 plus 3.
So 10.
All right. 10.
Some of the electronics and stuff, they're all busted, start flickering and all of that. And then almost flickering in. Seeing you is this, like, gold-tinted, almost hologram-looking, translucent Izzy. Nora.
I'm sorry it's taken me so long. It's a long story.
I've been here.
We need your help.
Every time I try to leave, I come back here.
I'm going to reach my hand out.
All right. Just like a bare hand?
Yeah, just like a, like, take my hand type gesture.
Do you trust me?
Roll plus weird.
8 plus 3 is 11.
You go to touch her and you feel it almost start to pull in, and then there's a resistance and she pops back. And you hear in the back of your head your mother's voice. Put on the necklace.
I'll put on the necklace.
With that, the necklace glows and Morgana willingly goes into the necklace.
Holy fuck, I did not anticipate that actually happening.
Do you try again with Izzy?
Yeah.
Roll plus weird.
That's 11 plus 4.
You go and she just flows into you. And you have future. Not even as Izzy. Like, if you want Izzy to be there, fine. But at this point, it can be the same as Karen's deal, where you are just now the new host of future. And Morgana, Morgan Le Fay, is in the necklace.